The first poem I wrote, at least consciously as a poem, was a poem called Recollections of Chichen Itza Oracle. And it was inspired by a vacation that I took to Cancun with a friend and his family. And we were able to go and visit the ancient Mayan ruins of Chichen Itza. They were probably my first encounter with sort of a lost civilization, and I just found it so incredibly powerful and moving and just wondrous. There was something about that encounter with otherness, with this other people, civilization that was no longer, that just incited me to language, I guess. And probably in the back of my mind, being a complete and utter fan of the poem Ozymandias by Shelley, somehow I thought maybe I'd try to write my own. I know consciously I didn't mean to do that, but in some ways it's certainly imitative of the themes of Ozymandias. So ever since then, I suppose I've always been interested in poetry which is somehow dealing with the political and somehow trying to confront disappearance, the disappearance of what seems permanent. And it's a crappy poem, like all first poems, I suppose, but it also suggests, you know, a kind of starting point for myself, other than love. And I'm sure I've written 100 terrible love poems, but this is the one that I think of as a first poem, consciously as a poem.